Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, December 7th. First, the weather. Look for more sun and less rain today, with a high of 80 and a low of 70. Let's get things started with the underline. A Chicago hedge fund billionaire just gave $5 million to a Miami area park. The underline is a 10-mile linear park and urban trail now under construction beneath Metrorail. Philanthropist Kenneth Griffin's donation will seed an endowment to support maintenance of the paved cycling and walking trails running the full length of the new park. The underline will run from Brickell and the Miami River to the Dadeland South Metro Station. Work on the underline's second section began in September. It extends more than 2 miles from Brickell to the edge of Coconut Grove. The first half-mile section runs south from the river. It opened in February. Work on the third and final segment is expected to start next year. In zoo news, for more than 2 decades, a 7-foot-tall ostrich called Zoo Miami home. The flightless bird was known to share a habitat with the giraffes and zebras. 27-year-old Red was found dead last week by his keepers. A necropsy was completed, but there was no initial cause of death determined. More in-depth testing is being done over the next several weeks. With the loss of Red, Zoo Miami no longer has any ostriches. In sports, the University of Miami football coaching saga has come to a close. Mario Cristobal is coming home. The former Oregon coach and 2-time national champion Hurricane has been officially named Miami's 26th head football coach. The 51-year-old Miami native will replace Manny Diaz, who was fired after 3 seasons. In the schools, police have arrested a 15-year-old student who is accused of making a social media threat against Miami Senior High School. Officials say the threat was then altered by others to affect other schools. A 16-year-old girl was also been arrested in connection with a separate threat. The Miami High incident was one of at least a dozen threats district officials and law enforcement have investigated over the past week. Threats like this typically drain resources and increase anxiety among parents and students. Some also demand exhaustive investigation after last week's mass shooting at a Michigan school that killed 4 students. And finally, Miami's over-the-top Christmas bar is back. And this time it has popped up in 2 locations. The pop-up holiday bar Miracle in Miami is serving up holiday cocktails along with Christmas music and events. The bar has set up shop in the hidden bar at Gramps and Wynwood and has taken over the hub at the Door Al Yard. Both locations are hosting holiday karaoke, cocktail workshops and onesie parties. Expect popular holiday cocktails like the Christmapolitan and Bad Santa. Miracle in Miami is open through December 26th. For more on what to do around town, go to miami.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com, and stay healthy.